Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and on today's show, we are going to look at state in Windows Store apps. So how do you manage state? This also goes by the name of process lifetime management. So what we're going to talk about is how apps run, when they get suspended, and ultimately when they can get terminated, and what you need to do to make sure that when a user restarts the app, they actually go back to where they were and any changes they were making get saved. So we're going to take a look at a very simple app, and then what we're going to do is we're going to dive into the code. So coffee up, kids, we're going to be code diving today. We're going to get our hands dirty. And then what we're going to do is see how we can put state into our own apps once we understand the code that Visual Studio provides for us. So that's what we're going to do. So let's take a look at an app. This is a grid app. This is just the standard file, new project, grid app, XAML and C#, and you've seen this before, okay? And the first thing I want to do is I want to show you what happens when apps are running and what happens when you switch from one app to another in Windows 8. So of course we have this grid app up and running, and if I pop over to the task manager, we can see that it's running. It's not taking up a lot of CPU because it's not doing anything. It's taking up some memory. It just kind of sits there. Now we wait, and I'm not looking at this app. And after about 10 seconds, you can see that it gets suspended. So when Windows Store apps are no longer in the forefront, about 10 seconds later, they get suspended. And this is true whether you're switching from one Windows Store app to the desktop, or let's call up another Windows Store app like the Store. Okay, now the store is up. If I switch over to the task manager, I can see grid app 1 is suspended. The store is not suspended. Now I'm in here. I switch back over to the grid app. Now this is at the forefront. If I pop over to here, eventually, it's about, again, 10 seconds, the store app will become suspended. And then 10 seconds after I left the grid app, it becomes suspended. Now the app is suspended, all of the state is still there. So if I go into this app and I drill into an item, let's say item one, group one, item four, and I'm sitting in here, and now, let's go over to the store. So now the grid app is suspended, or within 10 seconds. Okay, grid app suspended. Now when I return to the grid app, I'm right back where I left off because the app's still in memory. So all of the state, what page I was on, what data was being displayed, anything that I was typing and modifying is still in memory. So that's not an issue. We don't have to worry about that. But what we do need to worry about is the fact that eventually Windows reserves the right to terminate the app. So if you have a bunch of apps that are suspended and you start running low on system resources, maybe because you're watching a movie or playing some music, or you've got a lot of apps up and running, but at some point if you start to run low on resources, Windows reserves the right to terminate that application. And when the application's terminated, what happens when the user starts it up again? Do you go back to the very beginning, or do you go to the spot you were at? Clearly, going to the spot you were at is the ideal. So what we're going to do is see how to make that happen. So let me close this. Let me close off the store. And let's open up this app in Visual Studio. So here's the Grid One app in Visual Studio. I'll run it from inside Visual Studio, and I'll navigate to an item. And now, if I go back to Visual Studio, I can simulate what happens when Windows shuts down, suspends and shut, and terminates the app by selecting suspend and shut down here. And this is on a toolbar, so let's make sure the right toolbar is up. And it is the debug. Yeah, I believe it's the debug toolbar. This one right here. Whatever toolbar this is called. So what I can do is suspend and shut down from inside Visual Studio. Now remember, I've gone to group one, item four, and now I'm going to simulate what happens when Windows suspends and shuts down the app. Okay, it's no longer running, as you can clearly see. There's a little bit of screen left here, but we wait and see once it's eventually kicked out. I will update office later. Thank you for asking. Okay, this is out. Been terminated, been kicked out of memory. Now when I run it again, notice that I go back to where I was. So this is the ideal. This is what we want to have in our applications. And apparently, we get this capability for free because all I did to get this app here was I went File, New, Project, and I built a grid app. And then I get that capability automatically in the grid app. So what I want to do is show you how I get that capability. What code did Visual Studio write for me to give me that capability? And then once we understand how this all works, then we'll have an understanding of how to make this work in our own apps. So, let's do that. So, first thing we'll do is go into the app.xaml.cs. And there's two methods in here that are important. The onLaunched, this runs when the app is launched. And then the onSuspending. This method runs when the app gets suspended. Okay? So this is very important. Let's put a breakpoint in here. And what happens is we call save async from suspension manager. And the suspension manager captures global session state to simplify process lifetime management for an application. Okay, suspension manager, where does that exist? Well, it turns out it's one of the files that gets added into the common folder. So when you create the grid app or the split app, you get a common folder that has this suspension manager in there. And the suspension manager has a number of methods, including a save async, as well as a restore async. So when the app is suspended, the save async method of suspension manager is called. And where did it go? There it is. So let's put a breakpoint on that. And then there's also in here a restore async method. So the save async method is going to save the state, and the restore async will restore the state. Okay, and the restore async is called right up here. So we'll put a breakpoint on that. Okay. So now, let's run this app. Okay, let's navigate to an item. And then we'll go back into Visual Studio, and we will suspend and shut down. And notice that the onSuspending event handler is called. The first thing we do is we call E, which is suspending event args, dot suspending operation, dot get deferral, which is just instructions to Windows to suspend the suspension so that we can save the state. So this basically says, don't suspend yet because we're about to do some work. Okay? Then we're going to call the save async method of the suspension manager. Let's walk into that. Okay, so what happens is for each frame reference in this registered frames, and notice there is a registered frame, count is one. There's a registered frame because when the app starts up, the first thing we do is we register the frame. And that is a method of the suspension manager. So when we call the app, this is in the onLaunched, we register the frame. Okay? So then, in here, we're going to save the frame navigation state, which is where were we, and we'll dig into that a little bit later. So save where we were in the navigation chain, what page were we on, and how did we get there, and then save the state, write it out to disk. So this code in here will write the state to a file called _session_state.xml in application_data.current.local folder, which is the application's local folder. Okay, so we'll do all that and keep running. And now the application has been shut down. Now when we launch this again, we call the restore async because the previous execution state is terminated. And it's terminated because Windows, after suspending this after about the 10 seconds, then ran out of system resources and terminated the application. So when the application starts, it checks to see why it was shut down previously. And if it was terminated, then we restore the state. This is a method in Suspension Manager. First thing we do is get the session state. Okay. First thing we do is we create a dictionary to store the session state. And then we read that file, sessionstate.xml. Okay. And then what we do in the frame we're in is we restore frame navigation state, which is going to send us back to the page we were on, which is that, this page. Okay? So that is why I'm just looking at my notes here to make sure I don't skip any steps. I'm writing this up on my blog to go into a little bit more detail and have it written down for you, so I'm going to refer to my notes. So if there are any pregnant pauses, it's because I'm referring to my notes. Okay, so that is how we get back to where we were, because the state is saved, and then if the application was terminated, the state is restored. Before we dive into the code of how this happened, let's explore this concept of termination a little bit. What happens if I launch the app from the start screen? Here's Grid App 1. I navigate to an item, and now I close the app. I just Alt F4 or I swipe down and I close the app. And now I run it again. I go back to the beginning. I don't go to where I was. And the reason for that is because the app wasn't terminated. Well, what other options are there besides terminated for this application execution state enumeration? There's terminated, there's not running, running suspended, and there is closed by user. So the app was closed by the user. I closed the app, but I didn't restore async because I didn't do the restore because this code just checks for being terminated. So what you could do, it occurs to me, is that you could say if it was terminated or it was closed by user. And then the other thing we need to remember, and I discovered this while testing, is that closed by user says the user closes the app and then takes longer than 10 seconds to activate it. Okay, so now let's redeploy this. Okay, now let's come out here. Let's run this. Let's go to this item. Now let's close this and then wait more than 10 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and a little bit longer delay in case I was counting too quickly. Now, when we click on this, we go back to the page we were on. So the good news is that you can do this. You can add or application was closed by user, but you're not supposed to. If we look at the remarks in here, more detail about what you'll see in each of these states and what your app should do in response. If the app is closed by the user, the design guidelines say display its initial UI and perform initialization tasks rather than restoring its previous state. So the design guidance says if the user closes the app, there should be no expectation upon going back in that the user will go to where they were. The user should use the app correctly. If you want to save your state, you need to save. Well, who am I to contravene the design guidelines? So I'm going to take that out. Okay, so now we have an idea of what happens when the app is suspended. We call this save async method of the suspension manager to save the state. And if the app was terminated, on coming back in, we restore the state. And again, the suspension manager is created by Visual Studio when we create a grid app. Or there's another way to get this. Let me show you this. Let's fire up a new instance of Visual Studio. Let's create a new project. And let's base it on the blank app template. So notice common only includes standard styles. And now, if I come in here and I add a new item, I can add a blank page, but I can add a basic page which has layout awareness, etc. And now I get this dialog. This addition depends on files that are missing from your project. Do you want to add them automatically? And when I say yes, notice that what happens in the common, now I get Suspension Manager and all the rest of these. So you get these automatically if you build an app based on a grid app. If you build your app based on the blank app, all you got to do is add a basic page, and then Visual Studio adds all this code for you. Okay, let's go back to grid app 1. So we have Suspension Manager. There's another important piece of the puzzle, which is this layout aware page. And this layout aware page has some methods in it, such as load state, save state, onNavigated from, and onNavigated to. And then every page in this app, so grouped item pages, which is the main page, that inherits from layout aware page, as does the group detail page, and of course does the item detail page. So each of these inherit from layout aware page, and therefore they get all of the things in here, including loads onNavigated from, to, load state, and save state. So let's look at the onNavigated to. Okay. So this is what happens when you navigate to a page, and this is where we record the navigation. So I'm going to put a breakpoint in here. So onNavigated to, we want to record the fact that we navigated from one page to another page. onNavigated from, I'm going to put a breakpoint in here. In this case, we're going to save the state. So right there, we're calling this.saveState. And then there's a load state method and a save state method, which in the layout aware page code is empty. So each of the individual pages implements their own version of this. So let's start it with the grouped items page. If we scroll down, here's load state. We'll put a breakpoint in there. There's no save state in here. And on the item detail page, there's a load state, and there is a save state. So I'm going to put breakpoints on all of those. Okay. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to uninstall this app because I want to get rid of all of the existing state because I want to start from scratch. Okay. Now come back to Visual Studio and run the app. Okay, the first thing that happens is onNavigated to is called because we're navigating to the main page. And if we look at E, which is navigation event args, an instance of navigation event args, come on, we can see that we're going to the grouped items page and the parameter being passed is all groups. And that's because we said so right here. Navigate to grouped items page and pass all groups. And so we're back here. The onNavigated to is called as we're navigating to grouped items page. Okay, so now the next thing we do is we check to see if we've been here before, if this page key, which is going to keep track of where we were, if that's null, if it's not null, we return. Okay, notice that backstack depth is 0 because this is the first page we've been on. So the backstack is how many pages we've been to throughout the app. That's currently 0. Okay, and then we're going to call this session state for frame method of the suspension manager and pass the frame. So let's step into that. Okay, and what this does is we're going to get the existing state. And there is none because this is the first time we've been here. And because of that, there is none. We just return a null from here. So frame state is null. And then page key is going to say page 0, meaning this is the first page that we were ever on in the app. Okay? Then we're going to load state. And we're going to load the state. Remember, the load state method in the layout aware page is empty, so we're going to go into the load state method in the grouped items page. The navigation parameter is all groups. We go and get all groups, and therefore we display all groups. Okay, good. Now let's navigate. Group 1, item 4. The onNavigated from event is called because we are navigating from the main page. And this E represents the page we're navigating to, which is the item detail page, and the parameter is group 1, item 4. And the reason this parameter is group 1, item 4 is because in the item click method of the main page, we go and grab the unique ID of the item, which is group 1-item 4, and then pass it to the item detail page. Okay? So that's why here E is group 1, item 4. We're navigating from a page to the item detail page. Okay? And then the next thing we need to do is call session state for frame for the suspension manager. But because this is the first time we've ever been to this page, there's no saved state. There's no state in the frame. Then we're going to create page state, which is a dictionary, and then we're going to call save state. Now there is no, we'll call save state, and the page state is empty because there is no state. All right, and there's no save state in this page. There's no save state in the grouped items page because there's nothing to save. We haven't done anything worth saving yet. Okay. We selected an item, so on that page there's something worth saving, but the fact that we got from the main page to an item is not worth saving because that's the only way you can get there. Okay? So now, we'll keep running, and now the onNavigated to is called. We navigated from a page, which was the main page. We're navigating to a page, which is the item detail page. Okay? Notice that the backstack depth is now 1 because we've looked at two different pages here. Is there any state for this frame? Yes, there is. And the state is that we started out on page 0. Okay, so we're starting to save state. We're saving the fact that we started out on the main page and we made it here. And I think I may have just said that that's not interesting. What we're really saving, I believe this is more about the navigation, not about the actual state. Part of the state is the navigation. So when I said there was nothing worth remembering, that was not quite true. Okay. So we've saved the fact that we've navigated from page 0. Okay, so now we're going to load state. The parameter is group 1, item 4, and the load state that we're going to call is the load state on the item detail page. That is on that page that is displaying the item I selected. Now, page state is null because we've never been here before, and so there's nothing to do other than go and grab that item. And we've displayed it. Okay? And I will say at this point, if this is a little bit confusing, I've written all this up, and it'll be on my blog, so you can walk through it piece by piece. And I'll have screenshots for that. So, all right, so now we're here. What do I want to do next? Okay, now let's suspend this and terminate it. Suspend and shut down. So let's see what happens when Windows suspends the app and shuts it down. First thing that happens is the onSuspending event fires, and so this onSuspending handler runs. Again, we get our deferral, and then we go into save async of the suspension manager, okay, which is going to save the navigation state. So the first thing we want to do is save how we got to where we're going. So let's step into this. So the frame state is this session state for frame method, which is in here. There it is. And the frame state will then show that we started out on page 0. And then we're going to store that to frame state navigation. All right, get navigation state. Okay, let's go back to that. Frame state navigation is frame.getNavigationState. So how did we get where we were going? Now we're in the unnavigated from, because to terminate an application, you have to leave the page you were on. And when you leave the page you were on, the unnavigated from gets called. We were on the item detail page. Okay, so let's get the session state for that. Step into session, into the suspension manager. Okay. There's a frame state, because remember, we started out on page 0, so there is a state for the frame. Okay. And when we step over this, that's still the case. Okay. Let's keep going. Now what we're going to do is create a dictionary to store the page state. And we're going to call this.saveState, which is located in the item detail page. Hey, I got an achievement. If you watched last week's episode, we showed Visual Studio achievements. There were new ones for Windows 8 apps. And looks like I got another achievement. So I'm moving up the leaderboards. Awesome. OK, so we're now saving the state. And this is saving state that is specific to this page. So we're going to get the selected item, which is item 4. And then what we're going to do is we're going to get its unique ID, which is group 1 item 4, and save it to page state selected item. Okay, and so now page state, this is the state for this page, includes the fact that the selected item was group 1 item 4. That's very important. That's how we're going to know when we come back into this app and restore the state what item we were on, because we've just now saved it to the state. Then we're going to add that state to the frames state. Okay? And now what we're going to do is, again, call the save frame navigation state and get the navigation, which now has three pieces in it. The first is where we started out, page 0. The second is the selected item, which is group 1, item 4. And the third piece is our navigation history. So the navigation key says we started out on grouped items page, and then we went to the item detail page, and we viewed group 1, item 4. That's going to get saved to the state. That's how we're going to know when we come back in where to go to. Okay, now the app's terminated. This has been written to the state. Now let's run this again. Because the app was terminated, we're going to restore. We're going to call the restore async method of the suspension manager, which is going to create a dictionary called session state, and then go and get that file, session state XML, and it's going to restore the frame navigation state of that frame. So restore the fact that we started out on the first page, then we went to the item detail page for group 1, item 4. Okay, now on navigated 2, we've restored the navigation state, which means go to that page. So we are now in or navigating to item detail page. We still know what the parameter is because it's group 1, item 4. Page key is not null. So let's go and get the session state for this frame. And there's the frame state with those three pieces of information, including how we got where we are and where we started from, where we are, what item we were looking at, and literally how we got there, so that when we click the back button, we're going to be able to go back where we were. Okay? Then we call the load state, passing in the parameter, group 1, item 4, just like we did originally. This calls the load state method in item detail page. Here's the navigation parameter. Page state is not null, because remember, we stored in that page state the selected item of group 1, item 4. So let's set the navigation parameter to that. And then let's go get that item. And we wind up back where we were. That is how it works. And that is the code that Visual Studio writes to enable you to save state automatically and then restore state when the app is terminated. Okay, so I think the best way to learn this is the way I just learned, the way I learned it, which is to set all those breakpoints and step through over and over again and see what happens. And again, this is written up in my blog, so if you want to go through this bit by bit, you can of course watch this again, or you can go check out the blog. So now, what about apps we write ourselves? So let me call up the aptly named PLM and State Demo app, which is my new favorite sample app, my customers. So this is using SQLite. I've got a SQLite version of this. I've got an Azure Mobile Services version of this. This one uses SQLite. And of course, it shows customers. If I click on a customer, I see the projects for that customer. If I click on a project, I can edit or delete that project. And if I right-click or select a customer and click edit, then I can edit that customer. Okay, so what I want is when I'm working on a project, say this Fabricam project, which was a Windows Phone app, I need to change the date. I need to push this out. You know, all projects slip. So this is going to take an extra month. So I'm going to go to 424 instead of 324. Okay, so now I've just made some changes. I haven't hit save yet. And I get called away. Oh, you got to see this video. Or there's training you need to do. You know, maybe we're watching a movie. It's a training video, of course. I mean, we're doing work at work. It's not like we're going and watching videos about cats or anything like that, of course. But then Windows comes along and suspends this and shuts it down. Now, it's one thing to lose where you were at in an app where you read data, right? If you're in a blog reader and you're on a particular blog post and the app shuts down and when you start it up again, you don't go back to that blog post, that's annoying, but you can get there. But if you're in the middle of doing data entry in a line of business app and your changes are tossed, that is more than annoying. That's unacceptable. So what we really want to happen is when we start the app, we go back to where we were, and the data is saved. Notice this still says 424, and I can now save this, and it's been updated. All right, so what did we do? Well, the first thing I did, of course, was I used the Suspension Manager and the Layout Aware page. And because I understood where things were happening, I was able to use correctly the Load State and the Save State methods. So, for example, on the project page, what I did was I moved all of my data code into load state. In previous versions of this, let's just call it the previous version of this. And this is SQLite demo, which is around here somewhere. There it is. The way I've been doing this all along, I did it in my expense report app, which doesn't support state at the moment, but is soon going to. And I did it in this app as well. When you come into a page, where did I do it? Oh, here I did it in the, let's go into the main page. Here we go. I did put it in the unnavigated too. Oh, I guess I had already changed it there. Yeah, I put it in the unnavigated too, sorry. Sometimes I call a method in the constructor. Here I use the unnavigated too. But in this example, I put this information in load state. Okay, so here is where we retrieve the project. So here's what I'm gonna do is I'm going to put a breakpoint here in the load state. And I'm going to put a breakpoint down here in the save state. And then I'm going to run this. And I'm going to call up a particular project. And in the load state, I'm going to check to see if there's page state. And if there The state I want to save is the current project ID. This serves the same purpose as that item 1 group 4. What project was I looking at? Okay. So go and get that project. The navigation parameter here is project number 31. Okay. And then if the page state is null, keep going. Okay. So now I'm in here. And I want to change this. Turns out we got some extra resources and we're going to be able to complete it sooner. So it's now due April 2nd. Let's suspend and shut down. And the save state for the project page gets called. And I'm going to save the project I'm working on as well as the contents of the three text boxes, name, description, and due date. And I'm going to store those in the state for that page. Okay? And now when I run this, in the load state, page state's not null anymore because here's the data. So here's the current project ID, 31. Here's the name of the project. Here's the description. And here's the new due date saved in the state. The navigation parameter is the project ID. So I'm going to go retrieve that project. And then, because page state is not null, I'm going to refill out the controls on the form with the data that was saved to the state. And that's how, after being terminated, I come back in and the data is saved. So once you learn how the suspension manager and the layout aware page work, it's really not that hard to add the code to your own app on top of that. All I did here was I stored current project ID, which is the project you're on, because that's the project you're going to go to when you restore the state, and then I saved the data on the form or the data on the page and then restore that. So again, the hardest part about this was to walk through the suspension manager and the layout aware page and understand how that all works. Love the fact that Visual Studio gives it to me for free. And then I just add on top of that for my own specific application. That's how state works in a XAML app. I think that what I will do is invite onto the show a JavaScript expert who will show us how it works in JavaScript apps, because it would be good to understand that as well. Not much of a JavaScript expert, so I'll have to find somebody to come on and show that to us. But in a XAML app, this is how it works. And of course, it works exactly the same in VB as it does in C#. So, hope that was useful to you. I highly recommend that you add state to your applications, not just your consumer reader type apps, but absolutely into your business apps and any apps where users get to save, get to change data. You absolutely want to be able to save that data if the application gets suspended and shut down, because if you can do that, and if when the user restarts the app and that data is saved, the changes they had made are still there, they're going to be very happy. All right, see you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.